hospital staff then apparently being inundated with bruised and boozy women from Take That concerts. Hard to believe, surely. Aren't we all mums? Well, tens of thousands of ladies, particularly in their 30s and 40s, have been heading for the band's series of shows. Tonight they're in Cardiff for their second night. It was the City of Manchester Stadium, though, where they played a run of gigs ending on Sunday, where apparently the level of drinking and falling over for the Take That fans led to an actual spike in the numbers attending the A&E department at Manchester Royal Infirmary, so I am told. One steward reportedly said some women at the stadium behaved worse than football fans. Well, with the band performing in Cardiff now, local fans then hurtling along the motorway as I speak. Hi, guys. So just how do ladies behave then when they get a babysitter now? Rachel Phillips went to see Take That in Cardiff last night, along with her old school friend and her mum. Is that right, Rachel?
It is, yeah.
You're the second person today who said they took their mum, their daughter, their granddaughter. Yeah. So it's a real intergenerational thing.
Yeah, it was a little bit of torture for her, I think. I've taken them before, and I think when it's just me and her, obviously I'm a little calmer than I was with my friends. But
so you were with your school friend, so presumably this was the same friend that you would have screamed and allowed originally.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you revert to being a teenager all over again?
We did. I think that started about a week before the concert. We've been winding each other up, you know, periodically. But last night, I think we outdid ourselves with the level of screaming. And then you do have to stop and think, I'm an adult, what are you doing? But I can't even describe, I can't even explain myself. I actually feel a little bit ashamed this morning.
Do you really? Did you misbehave?
I don't think we misbehaved. We certainly didn't fall over drunk or need to go to A&E.
But I have to say, your tweet, which caught my eye in the first place this morning, said, I can't believe I'm not so hungover.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I stopped drinking. We did go out for a wine. Because I think that's the thing with, now we all earn our own money. We, you know, when they were around the first time, I think we had to, obviously, Diet Coke or can of Coke and a bag of sweets was probably more our thing. But now we all earn our own money, and you do make a bit of a day of it rather than saying, oh, I'm just going to a concert. You know, if it was anyone else, you'd just say it was a concert. But it was a bit of an occasion. And I think they've been winding us up for so long, 15 years, you know, waiting for Robbie to come back.
Yeah, they have teased us a long time, it has to be said. So was
it their fault.
It's their fault, yeah, blame them. Was it worth the wait last night?
Definitely. It was very much. I think if any fans are going that love Robbie more than Take That, they're going to be really pleased. It was very much Robbie and his backing.
Say that. I should be devastated if that's the case. I should start booing.
No, it's not that bad. Oh, no, you'll be on one of them. You'll be on the TV. No, it's not, you know, it's not all about Robbie, but I think you do notice him a little bit more.
So what about the behaviour then of women? I mean, did you see anything like this? Are you surprised to hear that some women just went a bit berserk?
I am a little bit. It's quite shameful, really, to think that people are doing it. But, I mean, it happens all the time, doesn't it, I suppose. I didn't actually see anyone that I thought was out of control drunk. There was one lady who fell off the pavement as we were leaving, but I don't know whether she just fell off the pavement or whether she has had too much to drink.
Well, there's the question. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Are your ears stopped buzzing yet, or are they still hissing?
Yeah, I've only just got my voice back to normal. After about 100 cups of tea, you know, I've managed to be able to speak again.
Okay, go and do some work, for crying out loud. Be a productive member of society. Thank you, Rachel, then. Rachel Phillips, who went to see Take That with her mum and her old school friend then last night. And the question of, like, is it down to the...